Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for May 21st in the year of our Lord, 2015. This is Hour 1 of 2, and our goal always, it remains the same. We're steady as a rock, that is, to preserve the republic in the tradition of our founders. Our goal, to protect God, family, and country, and to promote God, family, and what? What am I talking about? All right, protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country. How's that? I'm trying to look at a Give Me Liberty Fund radio commercial at the same time, and so I got all distracted, and now I ruined the radio program, and what are we going to do next? I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to take off the gloves and bring you news the networks refuse to use. What, ratchet it up a notch? How's that? Yeah, we got so much stuff going on, it's beyond comprehension. It really is. So, count on that, huh? That sound good? All right, first a recap of the broadcast that took place yesterday on Liberty Roundtable Live, archived on your Roku player or at libertyroundtable.com. Click on Help Us Grow if you want to financially support our efforts to grow our presence in the media. We'd love it. Yesterday, that was May 20th, it's considered National Streaming Day. So if you're listening to the radio on the internet, or if you like to watch TV, or if you're one of those cord cutters, if you've got a Roku player, an Apple TV, one of them USB sticks to watch, you know, movies and TV, and wow, it's National Streaming Day. You got to like that, huh? New media taking center stage, told you so. Government schools close in Seattle, Washington, as teachers are waging a day-long strike, says Russia. Today, they want more pay. I think that'll just fire them and let them go on strike forever. What do you think? That ought to learn them, shouldn't it? But wait a minute. Teach them? I guess that's how you ought to say it. I'm just making fun of the education establishment a little bit. 34 million cars now recalled over airbag crisis. My response is, why did we even mandate airbags in the first place? It all started in the 1970s. So we went, what, 60 years without airbags in cars? Now we have airbags in cars, but the airbags are dangerous, cost a mint of money. And anyway, what do you say? Is it better to have airbags? Better to have seatbelts? Better to have airbags and seatbelts? What if your little kid and the airbag goes off? Is that safe? Government almost seems to create more damage than good oftentimes. Rand Paul is asking what happens when we topple secular dictators. Well, I don't care if they're a secular or a, quote, religious dictator. Dictators are evil. Got it? And what happens when we topple them? Usually we get a more evil dictator in place, 9 times out of 10. That's why the founders warned us to stay out of the affairs of other nations. Avoid foreign entanglements. Adopt a humble George Washington-type policy. The Republicans weren't always hawkish folks like they are now. Federal government to return over $107,000 seized from a North Carolina convenience store owner. The government was wrong. They stole his money wrongfully. They had to give it back. But they're not going to pay any legal fees that he had to spend to fight the fight. He ought to sue and push harder because the law says he's entitled to those legal fees. And then he ought to basically up the ante and sue those people personally who were involved in this. Look, they don't have cloak immunity when they violate the law. And somehow somebody needs to ratchet this up and make these people personally responsible for violating the law. That ought to send a clear, concise, direct message. Nothing like the clink to remind people of the truth, huh? In the law. Facing $1 billion deficit. Arizona now has to sharply limit welfare. They're one of the least, what, pass out the candy states in the union now? All right, good for Arizona. We got to do more of it, folks. Otherwise, we're going to go bankrupt. The government doesn't have any inherent wealth. The government has to steal from you and me, the taxpayer, to make good on their, quote, welfare promises. Is it appropriate for the government to rob Peter to pay Paul, to steal from me to help you, to steal from you to help me, huh? I don't think so. The film 50 Shades of Grey is evil. We all know it. It's a porn film. It's an abuse film. Well, now the feminists are at least standing up to some degree. They're saying, hey, that film was a huge leap back for the feminist movement. It's taking them backwards big time, and here's why. It exploits women, and it empowers men, and it acts like men don't have any behavior control, and Anyway, at least the feminists are standing up. Should they have stood up a whole lot more, a whole lot sooner? Absolutely. But do we at least give them some credit for acknowledging the truth for a change? Absolutely. That was in 1 hour, Liberty Roundtable Live, brought to you by GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Second hour, yesterday's broadcast recap, brought to you in part by the Power Mall, thepowermall.com. Check it out today and do business with the good guys, thepowermall.com. Millennials have fewer sex partners. That's good news. They realize the lack of morals in their parents' generation. Not very good for stability and safety and, you know, not good for your health and not good for your psyche or anything else. So thank heavens they're at least coming to some degree to their senses. If we could just get the media to quit sexually charging everything, you might actually help folks look towards marriage, huh? Wouldn't that be a nice change towards God's laws, huh? A stadium full of patriotic fans got ticked. Oh, yeah, they had to take their matters into their own hands when they were told they couldn't sing the national anthem. They went crazy and sung it anyway. Nothing like a little bit of peaceful, you're not going to control us style Americans standing together for liberty, huh? You got to dig it. We need more of it. At 65 years old, they call her a Hasidic woman. I guess she becomes the oldest in Israel to give birth. Wow. Interesting, huh? Well, at least people want children. That's, you know, better than some people in some countries, some circumstances, right? 4 cancer charities are accused of fraud. Be careful where you send your money, folks. You just might get a schnookered. And that cancer thing is a big old racket. Just think how much money goes into cancer prevention. Ain't they ever going to just solve cancer and turn off that money spigot? Good luck with that. Sounds like military-industrial complex and cancer, the two biggest fraud fundraising engines in the world these days. Wow. Doctors can't seem to explain this at all. But one Texas family is sure it's the hand of God that brought their son back. Yeah, he lived. He saw Jesus Christ, he claims. And all I'm telling you is, hey, at least people are talking about God. Maybe we can think about obeying God, huh? God's Not Dead film, we talked about that. There's an interesting comment coming up about that, too, but we talked about that film. Yeah. We also talked about the Lucy 2014 film. It's rated R, but Kurt says if you watch it with one of those filters, pretty interesting dynamics in that film. Actor Matthew, however you say that guy's name, he received a standing ovation when he gave a speech. Don't be a victim. Life's not fair. Well, he basically talks about his leaning towards family and fatherhood. And, well, good for him. Democratic new agenda, hauntingly similar to the Communist USA document, Communist Manifesto. Yeah, so are the Republicans. Their views are strikingly scary as well. Clinton takes reporters' questions. That's a big old lie. It was a scripted, manipulated media op that the mainstream press was all too willing to cover for Hillary on. And if you don't believe me, why doesn't Hillary come on Liberty Roundtable Live and let Sam Bushman ask her a couple of questions, huh? Huh? Come on, Hillary, I'll pay for the call. 866-986-NEWS, 866-986-6397. Would love to hear from you, Hillary. We'll be glad just to ask you a few questions. And we'll start with the MENA Arkansas drug trade, you know, so be ready. I'm just saying. We'll also start with the Clinton body count. You can laugh and mock and all you want to, but we could talk about Vince Foster a little bit. And, you know, we'll just drill right in, okay? So be ready. All right, that's a recap of the broadcast that took place just yesterday. It's still available on demand on your Roku player. Look in the special interest section for the Liberty News Radio channel, live and on-demand radio free at your fingertips on your Roku. Also on-demand online at libertyroundtable.com. Now, if you're going to help with financial support to make this broadcast grow, every penny will be used to grow our presence in the media. LibertyRoundtable.com. Click on Help Us Grow. Would you please? Would love it. But in the meantime, live and on-demand radio, free at your fingertips. Also, unique columnist content available now, free as well, at LibertyRoundtable.com. That's a recap. News the networks refuse to use starts now. Kurt Crosby's with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
Should I start with the most horrible news and then just work upwards from there, Kurt? Is that what I should do?
Okay.
All right. Sheriff Joey Kyle of Christian County, Missouri, absolutely melts down, Kurt. He was a well-known guy in the CSPOA. He was a member. But he's absolutely made some horrible choices that we completely disagree with. Headline, Sheriff Joey Kyle of Christian County, Missouri, resigns, pleads guilty to fraud and embezzlement. He's going to go to federal prison for a year and a day in a plea bargain. I'll tell you the details in a second. Horrible news. Our prayers are with his family. We reject any wrongdoing. We'll tell you about it. Liberty Roundtable Live on your favorite news the networks refuse to use talk station. I told you we're taking off the gloves. I told you.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
Are you looking to experience the great outdoors in comfort? Are you sick and tired of sleeping bags that are too small, cots that are too narrow, or backpacks that just don't stand up to the wear and tear? Look no further than Teton Sports, a leader in quality, comfortable camping gear. Try our Teton Sports Mammoth 0° sleeping bag. This comfortable, family-sized sleeping bag can hold two adults and one child, or four young children. Its interior storage pocket holds wallets, keys, and other valuables. Or check out our Teton Sports Outfitter Extra Large Cot, a camping cot with a steel frame. It's more than 7 feet long and 3 feet wide and supports up to 600 pounds. Then it folds up to a manageable 3.5 feet by 1 foot. Or our Teton Sports Explorer 4000 internal frame backpack. Its dual aluminum stays adjust to the contour of your back and can hold up to 4,000 cubic inches. Padded shoulder straps, padded waist belts, and padded lumbar area for maximum comfort with airflow systems to reduce heat. It's time you start camping comfortably. Look for Teton Sports products online or at a store near you.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Starting out today with horrible news. Christian County, Missouri, former sheriff now, Joey Kyle, forced to resign. A plea bargain, pled guilty to fraud and embezzlement of funds. It was a big old Ponzi scheme. Anyway, long story short, he's going to, they say federal jail, whatever that means. And what it really means is instead of going to a normal federal prison, it is federal, but they have a jail. It's kind of like a camp, from what I understand, that they'll send police officers and other people to. They released him on his own recognizances. And the bottom line is that it's a camp that's like low security where he could just walk off if he wanted to. But he's going to have to serve there for a year and a day. He pled guilty in court. His answers were very curt. He didn't do very many interviews. And the bottom line is he admitted to it. And it's a big, serious problem. The FBI was investigating him. We all got schnookered by this, ladies and gentlemen. The CSPOA, the Constitutional Chairs, the Peace Officers Association, rejects his behavior. But at the same time, we pray for his family. And again, you know, folks, what is the phrase? Power corrupts. Absolutely. And you know what? It's very easy when you get a lot of money at your fingertips and you think you're kind of a rock star for things to kind of go wrong. And I'm afraid that's what happened to poor Joey Kyle. And, you know, the sad part is it could happen to anybody. So the question is, how do you be kind of like the Prince of Peace in this scenario? How do you reject the sin but love the sinner? And so our prayers go out to the family of Joey Kyle, because his poor wife and his children, they don't have anything to do with this. Come on. But yet, you know what? We cannot dismiss the wrongdoing by Joey Kyle. He made mistakes. He screwed up. He blew it. And it's a real sad day for the CSPOA, because he was one of our constitutional sheriffs too. A buddy of mine called yesterday and he said, "You guys are in hardcore damage control, aren't you?" Well, not exactly, because again, we're not accountable for the actions of an individual, and whenever they're involved in wrongdoing, we reject that behavior. As you know, the whole purpose of the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association is to stand for adherence to one's oath of office and integrity and the peace officer mentality. So is it sad that one of our own melted down? Absolutely. Am I going to make excuses for his behavior? Absolutely not. Am I going to reject the behavior? Absolutely. Am I going to reject the sin or the wrongdoing? Absolutely. Am I going to then love the sinner and pray for his family? Absolutely. So there you go, Kurt. You want to comment on this piece?
Well, as you said, it's a sad day. It's sad when anyone chooses, well, evil over good. And, you know, Sheriff Joey Kyle did some great stuff, helping lead some of the sheriffs, you know, at least in the instances and our interactions with him. But it certainly doesn't mean he did all good things, you know.
Or all bad things either.
Good point.
Anyway, it's a sad tale. I don't want to dwell on it forever. But what I really don't want to do is dismiss it just because we had an association with him as if it's less wrong or less criminal. Because, you know, we know him personally. We reject the behavior, folks. Clear. I'm not going to back away from that. And I'm not going to defend any wrongdoing Joey Kyle's done. I'm going to say that he did a lot of good, too. And, you know, the sad part is, you know, even good people melt down. I'm sure Joey regrets his actions. And we pray for the best for him. So Christian County Sheriff Joey Kyle resigns. What a sad deal. Christian County Sheriff in Missouri. He's going to go to federal prison on the plea bargain, Kurt, for a year and a day, they say. And I guess the interesting thing about this is it was all on a plea bargain. He'd be facing like 30 years if he didn't cop to something. So, you know, how much of it's true, it's hard to say. But he pled guilty. And that's really all we need to know. It's beyond contest if he pled guilty in a federal court, right? So there you have it. Tragic situation. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I guess there's an update for WorldNet Daily on Jade Helm 15. Do you remember this Jade Helm thing, Kurt?
I do.
I guess they say now the prep drill includes children. Prep drill for Jade Helm 15 includes children. I'm getting less comfortable with this every single time they release more information, Kurt. This is out of control. And although I stay with my former statement, I don't want to get everybody riled up to where they think they got to get guns, because that's not going to help the situation. And so I want to kind of warn everybody with a little cautionary note saying, look, make sure we're never the provocateurs and make sure we're not upping the ante, okay? But at the same time, we've got to call our sheriffs. We've got to call our county commissioners. We've got to call our city council members. We've got to call our local folks and really talk about this and say, this is just not appropriate. You could say, well, Sam, this has happened before. This isn't anything new. Don't panic yet. My response is, I understand, but every time they have a new exercise like this, they up the ante. Now children are involved. Now the military is supposed to be somehow embedded into the population. Now they've declared states as hostile. Utah, for example, has declared a hostile state. They would say, well, no, we're not declaring Utah a hostile state. Just in our training scenario, Utah is a hostile state. Okay, well, you can play games with words, but we're crossing serious lines. We're getting closer and closer to the American people, closer and closer to the military, dealing with domestic issues internally to the nation. Posse Comitatus comes to mind. All I'm telling you is we're really, now they say that if they get local law enforcement involved, now you got a blurring between the military and local law enforcement. Very serious, serious issues. Now children are involved. Now the Texas governor said it wasn't acceptable. He was going to monitor the situation. Utah Governor Gary Herbert said it's all good. Don't worry. This stuff happens all the time. But I'm not comfortable with it at all. And the more I hear, the less comfortable I become. Are you going to call your sheriff? That's what I did. I called my sheriff, Mr. Jim Tracy, Utah County Sheriff. He's also the president of the Utah Sheriff's Association. I got to call into him right now, and I want to talk to him about it and see if he'll come on the radio and talk to us about Jade Helm. Because either he's going to be fine and be like, oh, it's all good, just like the mayor says, don't worry. Or he's going to say, no, I'm concerned about it. And if he's not worried about it, and if he says it's no big deal, I'm going to be concerned about the sheriff a little bit. Because this is just unacceptable. Okay, at what point do you say they can't train, embed themselves, be involved with the populations, declare states hostile? At what point do training exercises become a little less training and a whole lot more reality exercises? At what point, if something goes wrong, do you say, well, golly, it was just training? At what point do you say they've crossed lines? At what point, when you dumb down the American citizen and create this era of acceptability on this kind of behavior, at what point would the lines be crossed? What if Jade Helm, 25 in 10 years, for example, says, you know, guys that believe in homeschool and people who don't believe in vaccinations, and especially them Bible thumpers, I don't think those people ought to have guns. I mean, they're dangerous. They could go off at any moment. Believe it or not, to dovetail into that, one of the big ways they intend to move forward with taking away our guns with Jade Helm, with domestic threat discussions and everything else, is to back into a mental health discussion and declare everybody they consider marginalized enemies or domestic threats, whether it's true or not is irrelevant. They will use the mental health card to the fullest, to the nth degree. Believe it or not, to celebrate May, did you know this, Kurt? May is Mental Health Awareness Month. Now, you know, Kurt, you need to be aware of your mental health problems, don't you, sir? Now, do you see what I've just done to Kurt? I just basically created the idea that he's mentally ill, and now he's just got to try to dig himself out of a hole. Right? That's what they want to do to all of us. Now, don't make any confusing errors on this discussion. I'm not suggesting anything of the like. I'm just showing how they play this game. Sam, it's Mental Health Awareness Month. Are you aware of that? You know, you've been pretty extreme over the last 20 years. Every single day without fail, you're on the radio talking about out-of-control government, talking about, you know, all these things. You're not very stable, Sam, are you? Okay. And they want to back into this discussion where, hey, when did you quit beating your wife is the thing. There's no good answer for me. What do? Run around and say I'm not mentally ill, I promise? But hey, good luck with that. When we come back, I want to get Kurt's take on Jade Helm 15 and children, the mental illness issue. We'll also take your calls if you're interested. 866-986-6397, Liberty Roundtable, live.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you can take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211 or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
Two days that can save your life. The Preppers and Patriots Expo, Baxter County Fairgrounds, Mountain Home, Arkansas, May 30th and 31st, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. 36 expert speakers covering emergency medicine, survival food, water filtration, wilderness survival, solar power, wind power, gardening, self-defense, archery. See a pickup truck that runs on firewood, no gasoline needed. Learn suturing and save a life. What herbs can replace pharmaceuticals? Ham radio, home steam engines. Don't be scared, be prepared with 2 days that can save your life. Free admission, a family event, children are welcome. PreppersandPatriots.net. Only a few vendor tables left. Call 417-264-2435. 417-264-2435.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live. This half hour is brought to you by TetonSports.com. When you want indoor covered outdoors when you're camping, do it right with Teton Sports products. Camping gear, that's incredible. Yeah. Do it right with Teton Sports backpacks, sleeping bags, cots, tents, self-inflating mattresses, and more. Teton, just like the mountain range, that's T-E-T-O-N. TetonSports.com. They're a platinum Amazon partner and more. TetonSports.com. All right, hey, Kurt, so you got this. May is Mental Health Awareness Month. Prep drill for Jade Helm includes children. You got all this stuff going on, and at some point, they're just going to basically use this "when did you quit beating your wife" statement to try to trap you. You know, we know, Kurt, that you're involved in all kinds of domestic threat-type concerns. We've heard about the lone wolves. We've heard about the MIAC report. We've heard of all these things. We know the Justice Department's concerned about you. And, you know it's Mental Health Awareness Month, don't you, Kurt?
You know, it's amazing how many, situations we see like this, where if we put our resources to where they should be, we could do so much good, and yet on the other hand, it seems like we've got money for everything, but, well, the constitutional duties that government's supposed to be doing.
You're right about that. Now, while they run around and talk about your mental health issues and my mental health issues, Kurt, and they want to raise awareness and use that as the foot in the door to deny you your God-given unalienable rights, Obama is going to now unleash community organizers on U.S. cities all across the country. Let me say that again. May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and they want you to be aware of your mental health concerns. But Obama is going to unleash community organizers on U.S. cities, Kurt. Does this remind you of anything?
Well, it just reminds you of more havoc. It's just amazing to me to see what levels that our massive federal government will stoop to, you know.
You got that right. Now, what is that thing called that Obama used to be in before? What's that thing called, Kurt?
Acorn?
Yeah, okay. It's like There's Acorn, then Acorn got all criminal and had all kinds of problems and kind of got shut down and morphed into different organizations. Now you got these black empowerment groups that are involved in some ways. Now you got this, quote, hybrid community or organizer scenario being unleashed all over cities in America. And now, Kurt, would that be like akin to pouring gas on a fire? What do you think? I mean, you got right now the blacks feeling like they're downtrodden, the blacks saying if you're white, you're going to die. You got this big old racial war going on now, and then now they're just going to unleash community organizers akin to Acorn slash black empowerment groups running around the country. They're going to ensure riots in every city, Kurt, and then they want to run around and say, me and you are mentally ill. It's like, what?
Yep, it's a great point.
All right, now we talked about the God's Not Dead film yesterday. Mm-hmm. And you were talking about how this professor said, you know, you need to write God's Dead. And this individual stood up and said, nuh-uh, I'm not doing that. And there was a big old kind of a challenge. And then the idea was for the man to prove that God's not dead. And I think it should be the opposite. And we kind of had that discussion. Well, listener TZ emailed in, Kurt, and makes a very, in my opinion, educated statement. This takes critical thinking. But here's what TZ said. So the professor admits God was alive?
Good point.
Because if God's now dead, Kurt, then God must have been alive, right? Very interesting statement.
Yeah, and, you know, the young man in the movie does get him to say, why does he, you know, hate God? And when he, you know, he finally riles up the professor enough, and he says, yeah, I hate him. And he says, well, how can you hate something that doesn't exist?
Yep, so there you have it. You know, that's kind of the deal. It's very interesting discussion. And, you know, to me, it's amazing. If you believe in God, they call you, you know, they say you're mentally ill because you got to have a religious crutch, Kurt. And I would submit just the opposite. If you deny God and you're full of hate and then you want to force your agenda on everybody else to deny God and hate him, at some point, you've got mental problems, man. You run around and believe that community organizers are going to fix everything. What would be the agenda of these community organizers? Who's going to pay them? What's going to happen? And the answer is you and I are going to put them on the taxpayers' payroll, aren't we? Anyway, very interesting.
That's a great
point. Google got the green light, Kurt, self-driving Google cars. They're going to hit the road, buddy.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you looking forward to that?
No. You know, they're going to have test cars all over Nevada. You know, what do you think of it, Kurt? You cool with the Google driving cars? I'd rather have it be Google than Microsoft, at least. At least Microsoft. Google doesn't have to reboot every other minute.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, it sure is just a new world we're living in every day, huh?
All right, I guess Utah and seven other states on the dole, huh, Kurt?
Well, yeah, Sam, you know, and it's interesting to see this. This is a piece about the some of the federal grants that are given, and they just, I mean, they're all over the place. But in this case, they're talking about, well, because they're short of water. Now, I will say that, you know, that typically the federal government's way behind the eight ball, and anybody likes to put their hand out, it seems like, when it comes to states, etc. But in this case, they're trying to get some federal drought aid. Now, let me give them a little suggestion. The place to get federal drought aid is from the God of heaven. And the way to do that is, repent, call upon God, and hope it rains, etc.
And they would say that's just a mental illness, Kurt.
That's just literally what the people in this area have done, even though now, you know, we qualify for the federal drought aid. We got drought aid in the form of, about 3-4 months worth of moisture in less than a month.
Yeah, so let me understand this a little bit. If you appeal to God and pray and try to live his commandments so that he'll bless you and stuff like that, then you got a mental illness. On the other hand, if you create fake money, you print money or, quote, wealth or value out of thin air, And then you run around and then ship that from the federal government to the states, never mind no law or authority to do so. Then you're absolutely stable as could be. In fact, you're addressing the problems with solutions.
Yep. It's an AP story, and they do show right at first, they show a picture of some, you know, completely dried up reservoir, you know, where you've got hardly any water left, and the buoys are laying down on top of the dirt, you know, et cetera. And then they say farmers and ranchers in the West's worst hit drought regions will receive an additional $21 million to help them save water and soil despite the long dry spell. Now, U.S. Secretary, this is an agriculture secretary, you know, in my opinion, one more department we should eliminate, announced this aid, this assistance will go to areas of the West that are rated in the highest categories of drought. They include parts of California, Kansas, Idaho, Nevada, Oklahoma, Oregon, Texas, and Utah. This aid, they say, is meant to help grazing pastures. Yes.
Okay.
They say this aid is meant to help farms and grazing pastures cope with drought through better irrigation, cover crops, and other measures. The money, they say, comes from the Federal Natural Resources Conservation Service. This agency, they say, has spent more than $1.5 billion on water conservation measures for agriculture since 2012.
What do they call that? NARCS?
Now that's the end. Yeah, there you go. The NRCS. I've just seen it like. But when you look at this, what I want to know is, this is the end of the AP story. But what I want to know is, what happened to the farmers before they could call upon the federal government?
There wasn't farmers
for
before
help.
Right?
There were, and they were some of the most, in my opinion, some of the most
patriotic,
well, God-fearing, humble. And humble, yeah, close to the earth people ever. Now, hey, you know, they can just apply to Washington, D.C. Now, the same guys that are $20 trillion in debt, et cetera. And then they say this money comes from this things called the Natural Resources Conservation Service. Hey, it really comes from the taxpayers, doesn't it, Sam?
Yes, or and it comes from the illegal air. Acts of Congress to appropriate money for unconstitutional reasons. That's kind of a problem, too. You got to hold the purse string.
Great point.
Folks, responsible is what I'm saying. All right, quick pause. News the networks refuse to use always on your radio. They hope to pass savings from solar panels. What? Good luck with that. Hold on.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, Kirk Crosby emailed me a headline, and it said something about savings and solar panels in the same headline. Good luck with that, now, Kurt.
Well, good point, Sam. But in this case, at least we try to keep up on this kind of thing. The whole solar world, it's politically correct these days to do this. And this particular company happens to be Smith's Food and Drug. They're a pretty good sized company in the Intermountain West. They've decided to put basically 4,066 of these solar panels on their big distribution center. Now that's quite a chunk of panels. They claim
it's the second largest installation of solar panels in Utah.
Well, and that's pretty good. It is a chunk. They do 4,000 of those in one spot, all on the roof apparently of this distribution center. Now they received, according to the piece, $836,000 in incentive payments from what's called Rocky Mountain Power. Now, that's the local power provider.
Monopoly.
They do say that over the time, through these kind of innovations, the prices for a 100 kilowatt hour block has gone from $4.95 to $1.95. My concern, as well as I think yours, Sam, is when you get government involved, quote, incentivizing things, which means they typically are putting tax dollars towards it, you mess up the market. You don't leave it the way, it should be.
You also pretend that there's savings where there's not really savings when you break it all down, Kurt.
Yeah, it's very much akin to the bus systems, et cetera, the different government transportation deals, because if you don't, allow for all the real costs of whatever it is, then you're looking at a skewed picture when you analyze it.
That's where I'm really for and against solar or wind or any of these technologies, Kurt. I'm for the pure creation of energy, and I'm for less environmental impact, and I'm all for those things. And if we can use natural resources to power things, I think it's a wonderful idea. And I support innovation. I support building a better mousetrap. I support all those free market ideas to get those things done. The reason that you get pushback from me on a lot of these technologies is because unless you expose the manipulation going on into the free market and expose the so-called savings to be really nothing more than money coming from a different source, 9 times out of 10, you and me, the taxpayer, our family wallets, then it starts to be a different picture. And so I'm not against these technologies, but I am against the way they're positioning these technologies as the next thing since sliced bread or, hey, this is awesome, look at all the savings. When you really start to back into it, you find out the savings just aren't there. And an example is, Kurt and I talked about getting solar panels on our houses, and we had some experts chime in and give us the whole details, and you know, they wanted you to believe that you saved a lot of money, Kurt, but I don't really see the savings that they're talking about. The savings comes from the subsidizing that the government does on those things, and if you take that out of the mix, there's not a whole lot of savings. In fact, you'd have to go into a lot of debt to even get them on your house, right?
Well, that's what we found so far. One of the, you know, just to enlighten you on, you know, more of my efforts in this area, just simply is not only reporting, but analyzing, et cetera. I've made the purchase of some of the, well, what's sold on the internet as ways to make your own and that kind of thing. My only problem is I need to clone myself so I can get that done. But I am calling
on... Well, that's kind of one of the claims listeners. I make. You can do that stuff if you quit your full-time job, Kurt. You can get that done, buddy.
I'm calling on listeners who may have an interest there to, I guess you could say, be part of the research team, if
you
will.
Yeah, Kurt wants to pretend he's Tom Sawyer, doesn't he?
Well, I'll
help me build the fence there, or paint the fence, guys.
Provide the plans and that kind of thing, and then they can, you know, not have the cost of that, and they can give us a report, and you know, go on from there. And
let me know how that goes for you.
The fact is, we cannot all do things. I mean, most of us don't have all those talents that you have, Sam.
I can't build solar panels, Kurt. I've told you that it's a waste of time, and it's so expensive. It's not a real picture. And until they come to the table with real solutions that I find viable, it's just not an option. It's kind of like how people think they can heat water or do perpetual motion.
Well, what I'm talking about is the ability to do so many things at the same time. I mean, you know, you can do typically 5, 6, 7, 8 things. I'm lucky to get one done.
But you know what, Kurt? Though, I'm the guy that tells you in order to do some of the things that would be nice for us to have time to do, we'd have to quit our full-time jobs to do them. I can't do them either. There's no way. I can't work on the solar panel plan. Or build my own solar panels, or whatever the case may be. They're just not options for me. I remember going all the way on a road trip to Las Vegas, and some guys were talking about, you know, updating all their lighting to LED lighting and everything else, and they were telling you how you could do this and you could do that. And I said, guys, it's not even practical or realistic for the average person to get that done the way you're talking about. First off, most people don't have the knowledge. Secondly, people don't have the financing, et cetera. And again, I can't do that, Kurt. I'd love to just move to LED lighting in my whole house and just put it in. But it's expensive or a time suck, which I have neither of. I don't have the time or the money to make those things happen. And with rare exception, that's true for all of us. And so I was the guy saying, I don't think that can get done realistically. And those guys were saying, oh, no, you can do this and I can do that. And I'm sure they can. I'm sure the exception is the unique guys that have those talents. I may even have the talent to get it done, Kurt, but I certainly don't have the time and I don't have the money. And so, you know, that's kind of the problem with a lot of these tasks. They're good ones. They're valuable. And every time I really hear real energy savings, real ways to somehow, you know, kind of cheat the system or something like that, get a better deal, an unrealistic deal. In other words, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. It comes to mind over and over and over again. And I just don't see these things really happening like people think they are, Kurt. I just don't. And I've been watching it for 20 years, and every time somebody comes out with, oh, man, I got this, and I'm like, great, can you install it in my house? Well, we're in the prototype phase, or hey, can you do this? Well, you can do that. How long would it take? Well, I don't really have time to work on yours, and it goes on and on and on and on. Oh, man, we're going to have fuel cells here pretty soon. I got a car that'll drive so many miles with a gallon or whatever, and when you really start to dig in, Kurt, how many of those things that we've looked into and really even pursued, many of them have panned out to be what they say they are? The answer is I can't.
You know, one thing I can tell you is that I guess next weekend we'll be at the event. What's it called there, Sam?
It's called the Preppers and Patriots Expo, sir.
And you know, they say, at least I've heard in the commercials, that there's going to be a pickup there that runs on wood.
That's right. There will be. You can check that out. I believe that's actually real, Kurt.
Well, that's kind of cool, at least. And when it comes to the whole solar thing and wind, et cetera, you know, you certainly, you know, as well as I, we welcome all these disruptive technologies. We
absolutely
just kind of wish that, there was, I guess you could say, more there than, you know, what we've found.
Yeah, but, so I reject two things. The subsidizing that happens, the manipulation of the truth on the matter. Okay. And the other thing I reject is the hype that all these things are real. They're just, I mean, they're ready to be at your house, Kurt, except for they're just never ready to be at your house. They're ready to be at your car, but they're just never really ready to be at your car. They're, and so the overhyping is what's really kind of got me to have a, what would they say, a jaundiced view, a lack of confidence, a cynical attitude, if you will, about these things. It's because it's either one, government subsidies or government manipulation to make it look good. And when you dig in, it's not true. Or overhype. You know, we've dug into these technologies that give you all kinds of extra miles to the gallon on your car. And how many of those worked out? You know, none of them. So I'm not against the innovation. I'm not against the exploration of these things. But I do want to, I don't want people to get suckered, Kurt. I don't want people to think that this or that is the answer. And it's not. I love the solar system the guy specced out for my house. It's incredible. The only problem is I'd have to go in debt like $40,000 to get it done, Kurt. Now, I know the payback's supposedly there, but is it really advisable for me to go in that debt on a hope or an expectation that what they say will turn out to be real and that I can afford the payments on that? See, that's kind of the problem is it's great with that huge caveat. And even with the great thing, when you back out the government part, it ain't so great anymore. You know, I'd rather do the Google green light and have somebody give me a driverless car. And that ought to come to my house tomorrow, shouldn't it? Okay, it's that kind of stuff that really concerns me. I hope they have savings, this Smith's Food King or Smooth Food and Drug. I hope they really have savings they can pass along. They claim they want to pass it along to the consumer, to the customers. And I hope they're successful, Kurt, because what I'd love is a lower grocery bill, wouldn't you?
Well, that'd be a welcome situation. Plus, you'd have the competition. Let's say you're not even a Smith shopper. If they are doing better and offer better service, etc., lower costs, then the other stores, in my opinion, will probably ante up as well, right?
As long as we don't get government subsidizing of the food to make it sound cheaper, then I'm in. That's all I'm saying. Yeah, they say there's a House bill that'll cap expenses for ex-presidents, Kurt. Let's talk about that next hour, shall we? We sure need that done. Wow, I don't even know why we're giving ex-presidents anything. Whenever I end my job, they don't give me a big old stipend. All right. 1 hour in the can. Second hour coming up. You want to turn your phone into a radio? It's simple and free. Smile and dial 712-432-5339. That's 712-432-5339. We don't believe in revolution, but we do believe in restoration of the greatest country on the earth. You want to help us get that done? We the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, can and indeed will restore America. LibertyRoundtable.com. Click and help us grow if you want to get involved in the solutions today. This nation shall endure.